The country's largest teaching union, the INTO, has voted to accept the Haddington Road Agreement. That's the successor to the Croke Park Agreement. Now, under the New Deal, national school teachers will no longer be paid the current supervision and substitution allowance, and those earning over €65,000 will face pay cuts. With us is the General Secretary of the INTO, Sheila Noonan. Good morning.
Good morning, Rachel.
37% of your members who voted, they rejected the proposals, and they're going to be disappointed this morning. So what would you say to them?
Well, of course they're going to be disappointed. In fact, the people who have voted for this agreement are not exactly going to be joyous either. No matter what way you look at it, public servants and my members in particular, primary school teachers, are going to find themselves with a reduced pay packet over the course of the lifetime of this agreement. But what I would say to them is this, that it was the view of myself and my executive in relation to the Haddington Road proposals that we had made progress since our members rejected Croke Park 1, and that we absolutely believe that what is facing them in the Haddington Road proposals is considerably better than the government alternative as envisaged in the FEMPI legislation, which is going to cut pay and freeze increments from the 1st of July.
Yet the other two teaching unions, the ASTI and the TUI, they both oppose these proposals. So have they got it wrong?
No, in fairness to my colleagues in the TUI and the ASTI, we all make our own sovereign decisions in relation to that. We looked at it very specifically as the measures impact on primary school teachers, the choices that were available to those teachers, the progress that we felt was made from the first set of proposals, and the prospect that was facing teachers in respect of the legislation. And it was a choice we put before our members. It wasn't an easy choice, it wasn't an elegant choice, but it is a choice that the majority of our members have now accepted, and it is our job now is to move on from that and to ensure that the agreement is upheld.
Do you think that those other two unions, the ASTI and the TUI, that they should put these proposals to their members, because so far they haven't said that they'll do that?
That is entirely a matter for the executive of the ASTI and the TUI, and they carry out their business in exactly the same way that we carry out our business, in full consultation with their own membership as expressed through their executive, and they will make their own decisions as they feel appropriate to their members.
Can we talk about some of the provisions in this new agreement? There is now, and this may surprise some people outside of the public service, a provision to restore original salary levels. When's this due to happen?
Well, in the case, first of all, there's two aspects of this. One is in respect of people who are having a pay cut. Public servants and teachers who are earning more than 65,000 have now very firm dates for restoration in respect of that 5.5% pay cut. It comes in two moieties from April 2017 and the following year in terms of January, and then more important for our own members in respect of the allowance you mentioned, the supervision allowance, which is in effect a pay cut, it's a pensionable allowance. There's also restoration envisaged for that particular payment, and that's important, I think, for our members.
So come 2018 then your members should be back to earning what they were earning before?
Absolutely, and that was an important consideration of members in respect of these proposals.
Where now then for this agreement overall, because it's clear that the unions are split on this?
Well, the agreement differs, as you'll know, from the previous set of proposals, and that it is up to individual unions to register their own particular position with government, which we will now be doing speedily to ensure our members do not suffer an increment freeze as envisaged by the legislation. That's a matter for every individual union. Government are going to proceed with the legislation. It's up to unions to avoid that by registering agreement, and that is a matter for every individual union.
When it came down to it, did your members accept this not because they liked it in any way, but because really they couldn't handle a strike?
No, our members, in fairness, in relation, and a very strong mandate for industrial action, but very much put it up to myself and the negotiators to use that mandate very effectively on their behalf in the revised set of proposals to ensure that we came back to them with progress in respect of the original set of proposals. Our members are very sensible people that look at the choices facing them at this particular point in time. There are further battles we will be fighting on behalf of education facing into a next budget with pay cuts and cut in the education budget of €44 million envisaged again, and they want to, if you like, settle the ground at this point in time and move on and campaign on other issues.
Sheila Noonan, General Secretary of the Irish National Teachers Organisation, thank you for joining us.